A membership-based private airline is getting ready to introduce service to Arkansas. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. Surf Air, which is based in California, touts its use of small airports for business travelers who need more flexibility and want to skip security lines. That would seem a perfect fit for Northwest Arkansas, and that's why the company is expected to be flying out of Bentonville Municipal Airport by the end of the year. Surf Air allows members to book unlimited flights using an app, and it takes as little as 30 seconds. Company President Nick Kennedy says the initial service will be started with two round trips daily from Bentonville, and more flights will be added as demand grows. The initial flights will be to Dallas and Atlanta, and members can make connections there to other cities in Surf Air's network. Memberships cost about $2,000 a month, and Surf Air's service includes 22 airports in 18 cities, mostly in Texas and California, although the company has expanded internationally to include cities in France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom. We've got more on this story in the current issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. You can find the digital version online and for free at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. Thanksgiving is still 1 week away, but make no mistake, the holiday shopping season is well underway. I spoke recently with Rick West, who is the CEO of retail data collection firm Field Agent, to discuss some of the company's new research about consumers, specifically where they're going to shop, when they're going to shop, and how they're going to shop. Here's what he had to say.
We talked about 2,000 shoppers that are out and about in the United States today and asked them that core question. You know, what are you looking for and how does it play out? And surprise, surprise, you know, number one on the list is affordability. It happens every year. It's got to be a great price, which makes a ton of sense. But that's about 59% of the response that came into that. And then when you look at product quality, it was a close follow to that, you know, followed by, I guess, surprising the recipient, sentimentality. But here's what was really interesting. You see the positives. Only 17% said they were looking for a specific brand and brand matters. Now, that says something in the world of Amazon and Walmart and how people are going back and forth and suppliers working with retailers. So if you get affordability right and you get that surprise wow factor right, then brand may not come into play. But if you're just focusing on brand, that could be an issue. And that was kind of a little nugget we gathered as we were looking at this data.
So with all the data, what do suppliers and retailers glean from that? How do they use this information to, of course, drive sales, which is that's the key?
Sure. At the end of the day, again, price has to be right. It can't be a deterrent, if you will. And the same way with the whole concept of, you know, guys, is this item right for me? But I think that concept of new, especially in this digital age that we live in today where everything's new online, I think if you're a brick-and-mortar retailer, you've got to get that online through brick and mortar thing right, so that when people are seeing things on social media, so when they're searching for your products online, that transmits and actually translates right into the store. So it's very, very transparent to them, okay, and how they're looking at information. So let's talk about a new item as an example. Just having it on the store may not be enough. You're hoping people are going to walk by. But just having it, you know, online isn't enough as well. So you've got to have both. And I think when you look at that new and excitement piece today, as shoppers begin to go out and about for this holiday season, it's really, really important.
What did consumers say about that, balancing the brick and mortar versus the online shopping? What did the research tell you? Was there a clear, definitive avenue that they're picking or what?
So let me get these numbers right. Okay. I don't want anyone to yell at me later about my numbers here. well, we know that about a third of the folks said that they're going to shop multiple retailers and kind of look at online and offline. About 99% said they'll visit at least one brick and mortar store, which intuitively makes sense, right? You're going to be doing some online work. But it's interesting. 78% said they were also completely or very likely to purchase gifts online. So everyone's going to be in store, but of that 99%, close to 80% of them said they're also going to shop online. Yeah. You can't be either or, right? It's got to be an and. So important to be and. Here's another fun fact for you. When we looked at this, and especially as Walmart's coming into this aspect of online shopping, the omni-channel focus they have, in-store pickup, they're playing with delivery, all those things have to be right. But here's this fact. 70% said they're still going to make special trips to retail for a specific item. Okay? So that special trip is still really important. So you've got to get it right, and it can't just be online. It has to be both.
All right. So we know by that how they're going to spend their money, but where are they going to spend their money? What are the what retail destinations come up in your research of where consumers are headed this year?
We look at this every year, Paul, and you kind of track it along. Very simple question. You know, where are you going to make most of your purchases? And the numbers show up pretty consistently year on year. So number one is Amazon. 61% of the 2,000 people we interviewed or surveyed said they would be purchasing something at Amazon. Right after that, 52% at Walmart, 32% at Target, 36% Best Buy, 15% Kohl's. If you look at last year, very, very similar numbers coming in. But there's also a few folks that get that 3 to 5% out there. So you look at Best Buy, Kohl's, you know, Family Dollar, Dollar General. They all kind of pop in as well. But here's interesting. We published this data, you know, a while back, but this is an exclusive for you. Because we like you, Paul. We're going to put this one out there, okay?
Love it.
Ask this question. It said, which one is your favorite for purchasing holiday gift ideas? Not will you purchase, which is your favorite. Amazon was 37%, Walmart 18%, followed by Target and Kohl's 14% and 5%. No one was higher than higher than 2%. So it's kind of interesting. Not only is it where I'm going to shop, but the favorite place followed right in line with that.
Right.
Interesting piece of data.
And it sounds like all those numbers say that there's a clear, you know, Amazon is the clear number one in most of your questioning, but Walmart is, there's a clear one and two, and then
that's
everybody
correct.
Else. Is that's that,
correct.
Would that be fair to say?
That's correct. It's exactly right. And so the more and more research that we do, it's not necessarily the bigs are going to get bigger, but the bigs are doing it right. Mm-hmm. And we're going to put Amazon in that same category as Walmart from a big standpoint. But the other folks are kind of, you know, nipping at their heels trying to catch up with that. But it is kind of a clear delineation, those top two, the next group.
There is more of my conversation with Field Agent CEO Rick West on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. We'll be right back after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
As we get closer to the opening of Arkansas Children's Northwest in Springdale early next year, there is, of course, more information to report. That includes the hospital's very first board of directors. So far, 11 men and women have been selected to join Arkansas Children's CEO Marcy Doderer on the local board. They are Dr. Charles Bauer, Ron Clark, John Dyer, Chuck Irwin, Gary George, Stacy Leeds, Pat McClelland, Charles Redfield, John Roberts, Mark Savers, and Barbara Tyson. Doderer said the board can have up to 15 members, meaning there are a few still to be appointed. They will all serve 3-year terms. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.